Before we start today's show, we've got a quick message about Victoria Police's new police assistance line. It's just for non-urgent situations, those times you need the police, but not the sirens. What is a non-urgent situation, you might be asking yourself? Well, if you've had your bike stolen, or come home to find your house burgled, or maybe you've just got a general police inquiry that you want to ask over the phone, you don't need the sirens. Save 131 444 to your phone, so you're set next time you find yourself in a non-urgent situation, or report online at police.vic.gov.au.
Paul, what's your word on the street?
Good afternoon. I've got an extraordinary story.
Go.
About the kilometre charge for electric vehicles.
Ah, yes. Now this, let me see if I can remember. This is the state government charge that they brought in because you don't pay fuel tax anymore. You're meant to give them an odometer reading at the start of the financial year. Yep.
Correct. So how it works is that the car's assessed from July of last year, and it's per kilometre. It's 2.5 cents per kilometre. And the initial stage for the start of this scheme was to assess it from July 21 to February 22. So we've got effectively
8, 9 months, yep.
Now, I have received, I've paid the normal registration, et cetera, for my electric vehicle, and I've received an account in addition to that at 2.5 cents per litre of $21,263.75. Now, you're required to send in a... $21,263.75. The way it works is you send to Vic Roads a photograph of your odometer at the time the period started, that is in July of last year, and then you send in the next photograph of it in February of this year for the assessment to be done. Vic Roads has assessed my charge for that period as just what I told you, the 21,000.
How many?
They've also told me, they told me that I have done 850,550 kilometres in 8 months. I can tell you that we have sent about 7 emails, et cetera, to them, including a copy of the photograph of the odometer. I just want to tell yourself and the listeners, that equates to my car travelling at 166 kilometres an hour, 24 hours a day for 8 months. It is beyond belief stupid.
You've been very busy, Paul. Very busy.
Now, I'm going to pay this 21.
No, you are not going to pay it. That's nonsense. Don't pay it.
And then we'll be taking proceedings tomorrow against Vic Roads. It is just an obvious... absurdity.
What an absurdity, obscenity, all those words. Tell me, so you have approached them and tried to correct them, and they've said what?
Multiple emails, multiple responses saying we are considering the review. And my final letter to them was on March the 22nd, indicating that we'll get a declaration from the Supreme Court. This is so stupid. And finally saying we require urgent attention to this matter. A 10-year-old child can sort this out in 5 minutes. The final straw, the reason I'm telephoning you is that I have been just sent a notice saying that registration has been suspended to today because the $21,263 hasn't been paid. how fantastic. This is encouraging the community to...
What is happening?
That's a story.
That is a story, Paul. Quite right.
There is no twist to this whatsoever. That is straight out what has happened.
Goodness me! I need to see a copy of this notice from Vic Roads, please. I need to see some of your emails that you've sent, the exchange that you've had. Yeah. That is blowing my mind. So run me through it again. 21,000 rounded up to about 22,000. 850.
So the period 16 July 21 to 15 February 2022 is the assessable period, and they have told me that I have done 850,550 kilometres in those months.
Was the odometer photograph not clear at all? I don't know why I'm trying to defend them, but was the odometer reading clear in both photographs?
Look, I couldn't agree. I've got great sympathy with your questions. Surely there must be some twist to this that makes it not clear.
Yeah.
The odometer photograph, which I still have, of course, is absolutely clear, and which they have been forwarded again, and some automatic response generates this sort of nonsense.
Goodness me.
Great encouragement to have an electric vehicle. So if you could put me back to someone, I could send that.
Oh, I will certainly put you back to someone. We would love to see it. We will also take your name down. I would say you are the lead contender by quite some way for the Word of the Street prize for today. That is extraordinary. Definitely get us through those documents, Paul, and we will chase them up as a matter of urgency. I love that you're willing to pay it to have the fight and take it to the highest possible levels, but what on earth?
Relive footy's greatest moments.
Let's kick these six now.
Relevance down.
Defining performances.
Final play of the season. Ball at the top of the goal square. Oh. Nick Davis.
And everything in between.
There's a fire in the scoreboard. That scoreboard will be destroyed.
From the heroes that were there.
Paul Salmon, welcome to you.
Thank you, Shane. It was a significant day. The context of the day was extraordinary.
With footy then and now. Available wherever you get your podcasts.